AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has decided against jumping into the presidential race. The AP's Warren Levinson explains why.
Bloomberg says he won't run for president because of the likelihood an independent candidacy would lead to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz becoming president. In his words, a risk I cannot take in good conscience. Trump would divide us at home and compromise our moral leadership abroad. And Cruz, he writes in an editorial published on Bloomberg View, is no less extreme.
Public polls are showing Florida Senator Marco Rubio running second to Donald Trump in his own state, but Rubio insists he has momentum.
We're going to win Florida. We're going to have to work hard. You know, we're an underdog. I acknowledge that, but I feel good about the progress we're making every day, and I feel very optimistic about it.
The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes bombarded an Al-Shabaab training camp in Somalia Saturday, killing 150 militant fighters prepared to launch a large-scale attack, likely against African or U.S. personnel. Sportscaster and Dancing with the Stars host Erin Andrews burst into tears when a judge in Nashville announced that a jury was awarding her tens of millions of dollars.
What amount of damages, if any, do you award the plaintiff, Erin Andrews? $55 million, correct?
Yes.
She's to get that $55 million from a convicted stalker and two hotel firms. Nude videos of Andrews made in the hotel were posted online. Powerful thunderstorms raged through California on Monday, briefly knocking out power at L.A.'s airport. National Weather Service specialist Stuart Cito.
There's also been many reports of trees down, power lines down, things like that, where the weakened area, the weakened trees, got blown over with the stronger winds.
Authorities tonight say a commuter train traveling from Central California to the San Francisco Bay Area derailed. One of its cars fell into a creek. This is AP Radio News. The president is defending what his administration has done to prevent another financial crisis.
During a meeting with financial regulators, the president noted the collapse of Bear Stearns was 8 years ago this month. And he pushed back against criticism that his administration hasn't done enough to prevent another financial crisis.
Wall Street reform, Dodd-Frank, the laws that we passed, have worked.
The meeting came as regulators worked to finalize new rules requiring brokers who are handling clients' retirement accounts to put the consumer's interests ahead of their own. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The White House says Michelle Obama will attend former First Lady Nancy Reagan's funeral Friday in California. Peyton Manning fought back tears at his retirement news conference, as heard on ESPN.
I revere football. I love the game. So you don't have to wonder if I'll miss it. Absolutely. Absolutely, I will.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.